She's doing bookkeeping and administration for them.
And they're not allowed. They're not allowed.
That's more of her skills. She's
put up there.
Right.
They can't bump
people. She's a bookkeeper and does immigration, does translations.
Well, yeah. It's locked in. So
it's locked in what you pay, what they pay, but your hand is not locked in. It's
being
dealt
by the
machine.
It's random.
Well, that's the question.
Oh, they can't do that either. Those casinos, if they ever get caught doing that, they lose everything. They're not allowed.
No one would go there anyway.
If they got caught by the regulations or the regulators, they'd be banned. Whoever owns is banned for life. And why would they cheat? Because their average return is, say, 90%. So if you're sitting there, or like if the machine, not you necessarily, but the machines are fully loaded and busy, and they're playing quarters.
Where were you at 1 o'clock?
Every time you push the button, you're betting $1.25. Because you got to bet full coins. $1.25, push, boom. I play at a rate of about 700 games an hour. That's how I play.
Thank you.
So you take 700, let's make it easy, 800 at $1.25 is $1,000 an hour that's going through the machine. Based on 80%, they keep $200 for every hour I sit there. Okay, isn't that? I lose my percentages.
Anyway, they make some money.
They're guaranteed to make money over a long period of time.
Yeah. And all your luck is whether it's you or the guy down there, another machine.
If I play forever on that machine perfectly, I'm guaranteed to lose 14-16%. I know that because statistics will tell me I'm going to lose 16% or 0.16%.
So that's you got to walk when you're ahead. That's
no. I don't. It doesn't matter to me because
yes.
I hope that you are going to let Yulia sit there.
No, we're going to have her right there.
Right there.
But I brought in a speaker so everyone can hear.
What? No podium?
You didn't see me playing with the speaker? I'm like testing.
Here she comes. She's here.
All right.
That was a great show last night. She did well. Her dance troupe did very well.
Much better looking than you.
Oh, yeah.
And snappier dress, too.
I would have to.
Good morning, Yulia. So we're just about to get started, but I was thinking you could stand right here.
Oh, did you get a new one?
No.
It's my normal. I never noticed it. Same as this one. Oh, you don't have a keyboard. I guess I did notice it then. I thought you got one with a keyboard.
No, I didn't.
I'm already on the record.
Well, I don't care.
Okay.
I just want to say something to the group.
Please.
I just want to tell you guys that...
You can use the microphone if you want. Yeah. It's right there.
Well, nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening.
Hello!
Hey!
I just want to tell this group that not only are you people with big brains, you're people with big hearts, and today I'm picking up the first aid kits for the police. Thank you so much.
How very awesome.
That was my high school teacher voice.
It was. Yeah, it was scary.
I want you.
Bill scared everybody into line with the way he yelled.
I literally have frozen students in mid-step.
Okay, well, I will introduce us. This is the San Carlos Computer Club, and I am Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions. And I would like it if you had computer issues and looking for help anywhere on the internet, you get a hold of my offices. Today, we have a special presentation from my wife. Some of you folks know her. Name's Yulia Marquez Stimson.
Yay!
And she's going to talk to us for about a half hour. She'll give a presentation, and then she'll be open to questions, and we'll just get started with her. And then afterwards, we'll go into some computer topics if we have time. So I'll leave it to her, and I'm going to sneak behind her and move a camera pointed at her. Go ahead.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's too much.
That's too much. Yeah, you probably don't need to be so close to it.
How about there? That's fine?
That's better.
Buenos días. Ask my husband to introduce me. I'm Julia. How you guys doing today?
No,
move
back.
Too loud?
Too loud. You're too close to it.
Yeah, just step back away from
it. Just go around. Like that.
Hey. No, no. Farther. Farther. We need a camera on that.
Yes.
Yeah. How many does it take to put in a light bulb?
Very little, but yeah. There is a little
too rumbly.
All right. So, I have a few brochures in here that I want to pass around. I'm going to give it to you. You tell me if those are enough. It's about what I do. All of you know that I work with immigration paperwork. I help people to become residentes, either temporal or permanente, or if you want to become a Mexican citizen, I can do that for you too. But today I want to talk about INAPAN, which is the discount card that you can get after you get your residency, even permanente or temporal. I know that there is a lot of questions about it. So I have a brochure in there with a little bit of a resume in it. So let me grab my copy.
And we can go from there.
Yes. We should.
From there?
She doesn't have to bend over.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Come on there. There?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Great. So, are you guys aware of this discount card for senior citizens? All of you?
Barely.
Barely.
Somebody just brought them around.
Do you have one?
I have one.
Is that the same as the Anson card?
It's the same one. Before it was called INSAM, E-N-S-A-M. Now it's called INAPAN. As you can see in your the cheat that I just gave you, INAPAN, which in Spanish is Instituto Nacional para las Personas Adultos Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it over 60, and that will give you a lot of benefits. But you have to be either residente permanente or temporal. You cannot get it as a tourist. If you got it as a tourist, you will have, you know, right now it's our new president, you know, is socialized, and he wants to get everything right from the beginning. So, yeah. So, anyway, so I want to start for telling you that if you have your temporary card as a resident temporal or permanent, you can go get it. And in here, I put some of the benefits that you can get when you get that card. Some of you told me that you already have it, right, Chester?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get much discounts on it?
I've never had a discount.
You never asked for discounts?
Well, the only opportunity I had that I thought I could get one was the property taxes, and they won't allow.
Yeah, they will.
But Jerry, have you had any recent experience with that? Because what we're hearing is that it's no longer effective, and that people that have gone for the property discount mm-hmm. haven't been able to get it.
Exactly. About a month or so ago, I did.
Well,
yeah.
You're a citizen, that's why.
Yeah, yes. But I'm a citizen.
That's the difference. Yeah, that's the difference in this right now in this municipality of Guaymas. It varies depending on the municipality. Yes.
I did get a discount on a bus out of Mexico City going to Puebla.
Yes.
But here they aren't very good about honoring a discount places.
Yeah, it varies depending on the state. Mm-hmm. But if you do present that card, they should give it to you, the discount. And if they don't, you can tell them that you will complain because it's national. It's all in New Mexico. And you post to get it. So there is an 800 number that we can call. Every time that you guys don't get a discount where you're supposed to be getting the discount, it's an 800 number that we can call and say which bus line specific thing gave you that, or which airline, because it's applied to for the Mexican airlines, like Aeromexico, all the little airlines in Mexico, it should give you a discount. I mean, it will not, probably will not 50%, it will be like 10 or 20%, 15% sometimes. But it will give you some. Yes?
Which grocery stores?
Well, it's got to be a specific one. You have to ask. You have to, some of the grocery stores, they will have like a little card, or like a little, how to say? On the side of the door said that they accept a discount from Inapam, you know. But it is really like grocery stores, like for where they get like a bunch of food, like discount food already, and they will give it to you as a discount. Like I know in Guaymas there are like two grocery stores that they do Inapam card, but they are like in the really poor sectors of Guaymas. They can go and they can get, you know, at the Inapam. And one of them is Este Sol, is the name of the grocery store. And it's on Street 10 and Avenue 5. It's like way over there by the stadium. It's that grocery store that they can give discount to senior citizens with that card. And they will give you like 10% discount in your groceries. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And to get this card is free. You just need to go and apply for it, and it's free. They will not charge you anything to go get this card. You just need to go with the right information and with the right copies and get there on time, because they only open from 8:30 to 2, and they only give 10 tickets for people to get, you know, to get the car a day. So if you get after there, like if you get there and they all have already give the 10 turns, they will ask you to come back next day. It's kind of, they have moved several times, but now I think they have their office in Street 10 and Avenue 5th. And it's, are you guys familiar with where IMSS, the main IMSS is, the main IMSS hospital is behind that. It is kind of a weird, they're located in a weird street. It's only one way street, and the parking could be a little bit challenge in there, but you know. And it's in Beef. The name of the building is Beef, which is, you know, if you guys are familiar with the area, Beef is the protection for people and for kids and for women. So it's a big building, but it's, you know, parking space in there is kind of bad.
Typical Guaymas parking.
Is it past the hospital?
Yes.
When you turn into Cerdán, you go towards Cerdán, you come to Street 10, there is a stoplight, you're going to turn to your right. So it's going to be like five blocks to your left before you get to the hospital.
Right, it's on that street, one-way street. Uh-huh. Is it by Mina, the glass, or past it?
No.
I think you are way on the other side.
No, Mina's right by the hospital.
Yeah.
On the back street of the hospital.
Yeah, but no.
But no, it's not. It's not by Mina. It is a big school in the corner. So it's huge high school. Junior high school in the corner. And it's in the same street as that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Is this the same as the Ensign card?
Yeah. It's the same, different name, okay. But it's the same benefits, everything, but it's a different name, that's it.
Do you have more of those handouts?
Yes, I do.
Can I have one?
Yes.
You have mine. I would like that.
I have more over here if anybody else. Okay, so.
Get your butt up.
I have mine, too.
Are the old cards old buyers?
Well, that's a good question.
Yes, you have to have the new one with a new logo.
Oh, the old cards are no good anymore?
No, you have to have the new one.
I
bond issue about a month ago.
You have a copy of the new one, what it looks like?
I don't have a copy of the new one. Let me see that one.
Is that the old one?
Yeah, real old.
Yeah. I think what they're doing right now is they're, with this new thing, is they checking that you have the new, the same address that you have, you know, that you're still here with us, and that nobody else is using it for you.
Hey Jerry, be careful with a card that old. You look too young to have that card. They're gonna think fraud.
Yeah. So
is this
the
that's the new one. Right here.
Oh, Jim's got a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the new one.
That's the, is it mine new? It says in on palm on it.
Yeah, that's
but it's
the
really
new one.
Old.
In a bunch. This right here is the new one.
How long have you had yours, Judy?
A long time.
A long time. Hey, have you had it reissued?
No.
Thank you. I haven't either.
It's good for
maybe
life.
This says an expiration date. No.
No, it doesn't have expiration date. It's just like sometimes with the change of government, they change logos and they change.
But I've had it a long time.
They're choosing when you expire.
Right.
They're good for life, but they have an expiration date.
And mine
is
over.
This is good too.
The old ones say not in.
Yeah, they're a little different, but that's good too. His is really good.
No, it is good.
And it's still good.
Is good.
Mm-hmm. So this is a federal program.
It is a federal program, yes. And vary to state, it's federal programs, but each state has its own because of the municipalities, the property taxes.
Yeah, I was just thinking about property taxes.
I'm impressed by how many of you already have this card. I had never heard of it until she started helping people.
Wait till you're 60.
No, that's a good one. As long as it has a name in a pan, you're good. If it has a different name, it's not good anymore. It has to have the name in a pan. The name with a new name on it.
Do you have the 800 number to call if somebody
does? I do. I don't have it with me right now, but I do have it. I should have put it in there, and I did.
I have the same thing. You have two?
I have a question about the requirements.
Do you apply to that?
Yes.
Well,
when it says bank statement, is CBanco considered a bank? They're still talking about this.
Yeah.
No, we're still talking about Inapan. You just need to take three pictures. These are the requirements. Anybody have it?
It's the U.S.
You need to take three pictures. First of all, be 16 years and over. That's the first requirement. It's 60 years and over. Three photo colors. Tamaño infantil. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that size. Tamaño infantil. Little small is one. Little small one. Copies of ID. Could be passport or, your driver's license. The copy of your temporary or permanent. Which you need to have. CURP. Anybody familiar with what is CURP?
Yes.
C-U-R-P?
Yes.
I don't know what it stands for.
Yeah. It's like your social
security number. It's a number that the Mexican government gives you to identify you. That's your number, permanent, forever. And it was given to you by the immigration agency. And that is what it's going to, that number is like your social security in the U.S. CURP is like the social security, but here in Mexico. So, and then it has to be updated when you go on to apply for this. So you got to go into a website, a government website specific for that, and put your CURP, your current CURP, and it will update it. That means that it went through their database. And they will give you this really nice printout of your new CURP with a Mexican seal in it and, really nice colors. So if you already have that you know, they will ask you for the upgrade of your curb.
Yeah. Is that the curb number that's on your Permanente?
Yes, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if you go to a website, which is sonora.gov.mx, you go in there, it says curb, and you click in curb, and it will take you to another website of the government of Tahoe, Mexico, and you put your curb name, your curb on a little tag, and click send, and it will update your curb, and it will give you a new, very nice, like, huge page with curb and all your name, your date of birth, and where you're from, and all of that.
So where do you go?
To Sonora, www.sonora.gov.mx.
And then what do you do?
And then that in there is you're gonna go to Tramites, Tramites, T-R-A-M-I-T-O-S, and then that you go to CURP. You're gonna see a little thing that says C-U-U-R-P, CURP. You click on that, and that will take you to the Mexican database, and you just put your CURP in there, and it will keep, and it will update it.
At what point does that number come to you? Is it when you receive your Permanente? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. When you receive your temporary Permanente, they give it to you. Okay. They assign it to you right there.
Would you give the website again, please?
Yes.
It's sonora.gov.mx.
Oh, sonora.gov.
Yes, because
yeah.
Sonora,
B as in boy.
You called your doctor's verification code is from here, from Sonora.
Gobernador.
Government.
Gov.
It's G-O-B as in boy. Not V, but B.
Buses will honor...
The other B. That's right.
Shut up!
Who said that?
Buses will honor the Ensign card or this new card.
Yes. They should.
Okay.
They should.
Airlines don't seem to do that.
That's right.
Nope. Doesn't go
That's
there.
That's right.
You've had problems using it with airlines?
Polaris wouldn't take it.
Oh, Polaris wouldn't take it.
Polaris wouldn't take it.
Airlines, the airplanes don't honor it.
When it's in Mexico.
Polaris. Polaris, yep. Hermosillo, to Guadalajara, no.
They don't honor for adulto mayor?
No.
Well, you should put your queja where the queja is. You should have it there saying that they have not, you know, honored that. They should. They should honor, give you a discount for adulto mayor.
I thought it was because I made my reservations on their website, and it asks how you want to pay, and you pay in dollars, and I thought maybe that was why.
No. It should have, like, a little... description in there,
mm-hmm.
You know, this town, and in there, it
yes.
should be for senior citizens.
Right, it didn't do anything, nada.
So is that something that you would call the 800 number for and report that's going on?
Yeah, it should. You should say which airline it was that they gave you a discount, or, you know. You're supposed to get a discount for senior citizens here in Mexico, for flights here in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I don't know about international flights, you know, from Mexico to other parts, but for here, from Mexico, they should give you some kind of discount. That's the reason this card is for, you know, benefits, everybody. Anybody else have more questions about this in a fund?
Is there a fixed rate? Is that discount?
No, it varies. It depends on the company, but they should give you some kind of discount. And buses and everything, like local buses, I know that they gave 50% to senior citizens. If you present that, instead of 18 pesos, they only charge you 9. So if you present that.
Make sure
to go ahead. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And people
the
have
local buses, they gave you 50% discount. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry?
When she used the bus,
yes.
It only worked for the
As long
first
as you present
travelers.
That card, they should give you.
Line, the only
you have to present
oh, really?
The card, though. You have to show them the card. Don't go into bus thinking that just because, you know, they're going to give you a discount. You have to present the card, and they should give you the discount. So, yeah. Anybody else have questions?
It's presenting just a matter of there's the card or do you have to register it?
No. They, you just present the card and then you just give them the drug stores as well. Yes.
Do you think they would be able to use that card in the drugstores here locally in San Carlos?
You can try it. You should be able to use it.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Well, I like seeing all these nodding heads. I don't know anything about this.
Municipalities, you even get discount on water and the water bills. So it just depends on the municipality that you're in.
But the water bill, you have to be a citizen, though.
No. It's for everybody. It's for everybody who has that card, for senior citizens.
The water company says you have to be a citizen.
Here.
That's what I said. It depends on the municipality. Unfortunately, here in Wyoming, the rules have changed a lot.
So it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they don't want to give those.
The Wyoming thing again.
Yeah.
U.S., you know, with that card. It's a local thing.
Too many old people in San Carlos.
are you going to talk about your help getting FM3s or
anybody have questions about that?
Sure.
I think everybody in here has some kind of residency.
I think everybody's interested in your information. I think the real question is, are we done with this topic? Did you anybody have any more questions about this?
We're done.
No.
Hey, I just have a couple of questions. I'm curious, you mentioned the 800 number that you can report not being able to get a discount. And it sounded like you could go to the website and do the same thing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Can you do that for any place that you've tried, like government or private businesses?
Private businesses, no. For government business, like public, business. Government.
For government regulated businesses.
Yes, government regulated businesses.
The water company.
So we should be able to go and report that we didn't get something from the water company.
Yeah, sure. You should,
or the electric company.
Statewide, like we are,
pretty soon you got no water.
Good luck.
Pretty soon then you have no water.
It will not work in the power company.
Really?
No water.
It's interesting to have a federal program that wouldn't be supported by the electric company.
That's a different issue.
I guess you could report it still.
You live in the dark, too.
That's right.
What is it?
Gas stations.
No.
You can report that you have no water.
Not even payments.
Paperwork.
No. Not even payments. Okay. Yeah. You pay what you use. So, any more questions about this specific thing?
No.
Anybody has questions about immigration?
Yes.
Everything is still the same?
The fiscal responsibility, your annual, it used to be like $3,000 or $2,500 a year or a month in order to qualify for a temporary or permanent thing.
What?
Yeah.
Your income.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the income? I have a table in here. Let me show you.
I'll clarify that right now because it's a lot of questions about that.
If you wish to apply for a residente temporal, the monthly in dollars that you should be showing in your bank statement is $1,700, and that is calculated based on the minimum wage here in Mexico. The minimum wage, as you guys all know, have changed. It went up 16% this year. This is the first year that the minimum wage went that high. It jumped that much. Other years it's been like 5%, 6%, 3%. And this year it went up 16%. So it was like a big jump. So it went, the same thing happened to everything else. So if you want to qualify to be a temporary resident of Mexico, you have to have an income of $1,700 monthly in your bank statement per person.
Is that US dollars?
US dollars, uh-huh. Per person. If you wanted to qualify to become a permanent resident, you have to have a minimum of $2,149 monthly in your bank statement for become a permanent resident of Mexico.
Does the bank matter?
It does. It does. So when I send people to get, because the first time you apply for a residency, you cannot do it in Mexico anymore. The law changed in 2012. Before you can apply here in Mexico with your visa. Now you cannot. You need to go outside of Mexico to apply to become either a temporary resident or a permanent resident. So the best thing to do, I always send my people to Nogales, Arizona. They're really nice in that Mexican consulate over there. And they're always really polite and really nice. Yes. That is correct. You need to go to a Mexican consulate outside Mexico, yes. Mm-hmm. And everybody who I've been sent there, they've been granted the permanent residence, which I've been really surprised. But I always tell them, if you have investment that you can show a statement of your investments, that if they're more than 50 or 60,000, you know, that you can show, they will grant to you the permanent residency right away. They say, you know, but something that you can show that you have an investment plus your income every month, they will give you the permanent residence right away.
Do you mean a house in Mexico or a house in the United States or Canada?
Any investments that you have. Doesn't matter where. If more you can show your state health, they want to see that. That you have some kind of investment, they will grant you the permanent residence right away. So, I've been having a lot of those. You know. Yes.
What are the tax implications if you have that? Do you have to pay Mexican taxes?
No, you don't, because you applying. Let's be clear. You applying to live in Mexico as a retiree, like a. You know, you don't work in it here. You bring in your income from the state to live here. If you want to work, that's a different issue. We have, you know, it's something else that you have to do to get your permit to work here in Mexico. But you come in here just to.
Who wants to do that?
Be happy and dance and play.
I don't recommend it. It's not a really good source of income.
Yes. That's what they want to see. Yes.
Are there any requirements to speak Spanish?
Only when you want to become a Mexican.
Really? Jerry, shoot off some Spanish.
Buenos dias.
If you want to become a Mexican, then they will. But the law has changed in there, too. If you are 65 and over, they will not require for you to have 100% of Spanish. They will, you know, they have a little bit of lineage in there. So, even, you know, when you become a Mexican, you have to take a test when you are going to become a Mexican. They gave you, like, a book, like, that big, where you can read and be familiar with it, and they will give you a test. They will give you, but even that, it's all in the computer, so.
Did you have to go to the kitchen for that?
I do have a copy of that in my office.
Oh, you do? So about how much does it cost?
That is a Spanish test, And the test is only 5 questions, but specific ones. They can, you know, ask you anything. They can ask you what is the name of the taco that sells in Guadalajara. You need to know that.
And how much does that cost?
To become a Mexican resident, Mexican citizen,
mm-hmm.
like run around $600.
Okay,
but it is a wait of maybe like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. You are a Mexican, right? How long do you have to wait? It depends.
I was very lucky. I applied in December and got it in April.
There you go.
4 years ago.
There you go. Yeah, it depends how much work they have. It depends the change of government.
1,500, I think it was, and it's been a year. It'll be a year at the end of this month. But the paper is in Hermosillo.
There you go. it depends, for him, for example, I think it was the change of government.
Yes.
So it depends what's going on at the time that you are.
Is Hermosillo the farthest you have to go to deal with this, or yes. Do you have to go to Mexico City to deal with this?
No, it's Hermosillo. Everything's done in Hermosillo now. Mm-hmm.
And what are your responsibilities as a citizen?
Of Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all...
I have to be alive.
What do you say? You have to be alive.
Don't rob any banks.
You can't call the police at Semana Santa. You're not a Mexican if you're calling the police at Semana Santa.
My experience with the duty, the only thing they told me is that when you're in Mexico, you're a Mexican citizen, so use your Mexican ID.
Mm-hmm.
Credencial, your passport, your driver's
mm-hmm.
license.
Okay.
But I was also told recently that if you're a dual citizen, you do not have to have Mexican plates.
Hmm.
From the horse's mouth, I was just told that.
What's the horse's mouth?
In the free zone.
Immigration.
Okay.
In the free zone, yes.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
In the free zone.
How about taxes? Filing of taxes.
You don't have to file taxes if you're not working in here. You don't have to. You're just getting your Mexican citizenship for you can vote here in Mexico. You can be more. You can make decisions.
What about the trust? Do you need a trust after that?
You don't need a trust anymore.
So there's a big incentive for it.
But your kids, if you passed and you give that to your kids, your kids going to have to put in a trust.
At that point.
Okay? So it's a little bit convoluted there because they have to go through a trial. You have to pass it from a Mexican to a U.S. citizen. So it has to go through a little bit of trial.
So the trust goes away when you become a Mexican?
Yes.
No, it doesn't go away. You just don't have to have it.
But
I've heard some Mexicans automatically get a truck. I don't know why, but anyway.
If I sold my place to a Mexican, they wouldn't need the trust, but they can't have it. It's going to be a traslado de dominio. Like you have to pass it. What would the advantage for them?
You
have
having
to
a trust
get a lawyer for him.
I heard security or something. I don't know. He can't be sued, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We can't hear when everybody's talking.
But if you're Mexican and you die, your husband has to get that house. They have to go to a trial, a little bit of trial to get it. Yes. That's the only thing.
No, I'm just asking you to step just a hair back from the microphone.
Anybody else have questions about immigration?
Yeah, why isn't Scott a citizen?
He doesn't want to become a citizen. I've been asking him and asking him.
Yeah, the truth is that there wasn't a lot of advantage to it. I'm assuming as I get older, there's going to be more advantage to it.
Yeah, he's thinking about it now.
Here's a new slide. Everything I own's in her name.
And then
it keeps a happy marriage.
Like the U.S.
And then it goes to your kids, who are Mexican.
Or who are Mexicans, that's right.
Both my kids are dual. So. Yes, you have a question over there in the back, sir? You had a question? No? Nobody else? Something else that I want to, yes.
I was going to ask about the Cibanco. Is that a real bank, or is that, or would you have to use a different bank?
No, that's a real bank, yes.
Are you talking about using bank statements for your Permanente?
Yeah, because we don't really get a statement.
And the Cibanco works for that.
That will work. Perfect. Yes. Uh-huh. Not a problem. Yes. Something else that I want to talk to you guys about it is, I don't know if you guys are aware of our socialized health program named Seguro Popular. Any of you guys are aware of this?
No.
Seguro Popular.
No.
Nobody? I have social insurance. I have the insurance. Is that?
This is in contrast to the EAMS.
Yes, this is something different. It was put back on when Peña Nieto was our president. He put this social program, health social program for real poor people. The ones that didn't have IMSS, they didn't have ISTE, or they didn't have ISTESON, which are the three main sources of help here in Mexico. IMSS is for all the workers, ISTESON is for the government workers, and the other one, which is ISTE, is for the police and fire department, everything to do with the National Guard. It is those three different health providers are here in Mexico. But he created a fourth one named Seguro Popular. Popular Seguro, you can call it like that. He created the fourth one for a citizens or residences of Mexico that they didn't qualify, and those are the three, that they were not police, they were not firemen, they didn't have a work like with the compensations and the health and medical provided to them. So he created this other health service named Seguro Popular for the rest of the población, for the rest of the citizens that they were poor and they didn't have a way to do it. So a lot of foreigners with temporary or permanent card, they were taking full advantage of it, which it's totally okay to do. But that's one of the stipulations, that you have to have a permanent or temporary card with it.
None of this applies to just the visa that you get at the border.
What was that?
None of this applies to anyone who has a visa that they receive at the border.
No, none of this applies for tourists. Visas is just for tourists, in Mexico. So none of them apply to them. You have to have your permanent or temporary card. None of you are aware of this?
No.
So we're going to apply. Yes.
I don't think this applies to anybody here in this room because
of
the income level to be here in Mexico. I think it does apply to people that we hire.
No.
Is that right?
No. Well, the reason I'm bringing this issue up is because I become aware of it might change this year with our new government. So I don't know if anybody of you were aware of this. And I know a lot of U.S. and Canadian citizens with a temporary permanent card. They've been using it here in Guaymas, locally. They've been going for medical appointments. They've been using it for 3 months and for medicine and all that. And that's something that you can get yearly. Like every year you have to renew it. And it's under $500 per person a year.
So if I could summarize, this is health care that was being offered to temporary and permanent residents where they could pay into it. It was health care that was available in Mexico for people that didn't qualify as either a government worker or having income to pay taxes, to pay Social Security. This is what was left over. All those people that were left over without health care could buy this plan. And what's become in question recently is whether they're going to continue to provide this to people that are not Mexican citizens, whereas they have in the past. Yuya's actually been doing a lot of research trying to sort this out, because locally they're trying to reject people's use of, because they're not Mexican citizens, but it's in direct conflict with the Constitution that makes health care a human right.
Yes.
And the reason that this program exists is to make sure that every human body in Mexico has some sort of health coverage.
So does every health card.
That's interesting.
I'm not the one to direct questions to because I know nothing.
Does every health care provider have to be part of this program? Like any doctor or any pharmacy?
No. This is a different program that it was set up 4 years ago. This is a different program that... if you are a resident of Mexico or if you are a Mexican that doesn't have any health care provider, you can apply to this, specific to this program, and they will give you help, you know, other doctor's visit.
If I may, is it similar to EAMS, where they've got their own hospital, they've got their own doctors, they've got their own pharmacy?
This is EAMS. This is a separate entity. This is a different hospital here in Guaymas. It's all over Mexico, but here in Guaymas, I'm talking specific here in Guaymas. This is a different one.
So it's a hospital outside of the EAMS hospital.
And what's the name of that hospital?
The name is Hospital General. It's in Street 10 and Avenue 4.
What's the name of it again, please?
Hospital General.
General Hospital.
Hospital General.
So if you were paying into this program, you would go to a completely different hospital to take advantage of these services.
Would you qualify if you're a foreigner?
Well, that's the point that she's making, is that she's very aware of a number of Americans and Canadians that have been using this as backup health care. And that their status needed to be temporary or permanent resident to take advantage of it.
How about age?
Doesn't matter. What
because
age.
There was the one that you had to apply for.
What he just said was very important, I think, but I don't know what he meant. It's a backup. It's a backup health care.
That's correct. A lot of people were going and getting into this just a backup in case that something happened to them here. They have to go to an emergency room. They have that provider, that health provider, that they can take them, you know, the ambulance can take them there, give them the primary cares, and then that, you know, get them in their way to wherever they're going, and they will not cost them anything. Where do you apply? In Guaymas, in the hospital, in Hospital General. That's where you apply. Yeah. Yes.
Is there a minimum, is there an income requirement? Maximum income?
No. They will question you there, how much is your income? And depending on how much you say, that's how much it's going to cost you. But it cannot cost you more than $200 to $300 a year.
I don't mean that. I mean, like, if you're above a threshold, you're not eligible.
No. If you are here in Mexico, and if you are resident, temporary, or permanent, and you do not have an IMS, ISTE, or ISTESON, one of those three, you cannot. Can go and apply for this one. Seguro Popular is the name. This one, Seguro Popular, is the same thing. It's for the rest of the people that doesn't have those other three, that doesn't qualify to have those other three health providers.
Yuya, maybe it would help to clarify that all the Mexicans in this group here can immediately take advantage of this health care system because you're Mexican. The only thing that's in question right now is whether they're going to limit it to just Mexicans. And like I said before, that's an issue in the air because it goes against their constitution. So up until recently, it's never been a question. Permanent and temporary residents have always been able to take advantage of this.
What's the Constitution say?
That health care is a human right.
Yes, a human right.
What a concept.
So when you go to apply for this coverage, and they ask you questions, for example, they ask me what my income is. I don't have an income in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Well, you do have an income. You will say, I'm a retiree.
I'm a retiree.
This much of income, and they will... What they do, they put it in they put those numbers in their computer and they're like multiply, blah, blah, blah,
right.
And that they can tell you this is how much you need to pay.
Okay.
You know, my experience has not been that more than $200 that people have to pay.
It sounds like they have a maximum that they expect.
Uh-huh.
And then depending on your financial situation, you may pay less than that.
Yes. Some people doesn't pay anything. Mm-hmm. Some Mexicans, they don't pay anything.
And how is that hospital?
The people that they have used it, they say it's pretty good. It's, you know, like everything, it's slow, you have to wait for appointments, you have, but if you do have an emergency, some Canadians, they were using it, and they said that they were really fast in case of emergencies and stuff like that.
My wife went there.
Did she? Mm-hmm. Good.
Oh, yeah?
She cut her finger pretty bad, and we went to Social Security Hospital, and it was really busy. And so we went over there, and they checked her right in, and a doctor took care of her, stitched her, gave her a shot, and then gave her stitches in her finger, and everything. It was like 50 pesos. It's been a while back, but it was really inexpensive, and there was doctors everywhere. It was,
you had a card, or you just went and paid as you went?
Paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Oh, just walked in.
If you qualify, and become part of the program, then they change the rules or the regulations. Will they still honor that?
Yes, they should honor that. Yes. It's like I tell you, in our constitution, is healthcare is a primary thing here in Mexico. It's like everybody should have a way to, you know, go to doctors and have healthcare.
And how much is this, do you know?
My experience has been no more than $200 per person that you have to pay as you go there.
200 pesos or
dollars?
Oh, dollars per person. For the year?
For the year, yes.
Yeah, again, Linda, it sounds like they've got a maximum amount that you might have to pay. And then based on the income you report, they might decide that you have to pay less just because of your income. Yeah.
Yes.
What about orphans through the DEEF program? We have some problem getting health care for those children.
They should have Seguro Popular. They don't have Seguro Popular.
I don't know. It seems like every time we talk to somebody, it's hard to get them into a doctor's appointment. Or,
yeah.
So I should suggest that to them.
Yeah. They do have Seguro Popular, those orphans. The only problem is the wait. If there's an emergency or if, you know, if they need health care, you have to go there and be online. You know, sometimes they don't like that. You know, they have to. It's a long wait. That's the cons of these kind of programs, of these kind of social programs. It's like you have to wait your turn. Sometimes it's 2-3 hours there, so.
We saw in Hermosillo, we saw 50 people waiting to get into the hospital on the street, and that was exactly the hospital.
That's the way it is. Socialized. Then normally, but if you do, you know, have the patients and wait, they do provide good help. They do have good doctors and good specialized, you know, specialists and all that. So. Yeah.
And that was 2 days ago. Two days ago, 50 people.
Yeah. No, I believe you. I believe you. That's, yeah.
Which hospital, Bob?
Hermosillo, he said, right, Bob?
Hermosillo, yes.
The general hospital?
The general one or which one?
No, it was one of these hospitals. The government hospital.
No, they don't pay anything. That's the reason when you go there, they give you a questionnaire to fill. And in there you say how much is your income. And you have to provide paperwork like where you live, proof of residency, you know, like with the water bill, electric bill, or, you know, phone bill. So from there, they you know, will know if they are lying or they are true, or, you know, things like that.
So they don't charge poor people?
No. Some of these people, they don't pay. They pay zero. They don't pay anything for the health.
I just like to give one example of payment. My wife went through some surgery this year, and I thought you had to pay cash at the hospital in Hermosillo. So I'm running all around. There's no ATM in the hospital. There were no banks around. I'm going crazy. But I was sitting in line by the checkout office. Everybody would be using a credit card. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of cash like this, and then the rest went on a credit card. But credit cards are absolutely taken. This is at the SEMA.
SEMA
hospital. So everybody is paying with credit card. So do not worry about
what's the Siemens? Is that a government?
It's a private hospital. Very popular with the gringos.
Very good. Very good.
Questions? No?
Did he say he paid with credit card?
Yeah.
Different. We're here on a tourist visa. Mm-hmm. And we saw on the bulletin board the other day that somebody had been refused because they didn't turn theirs in. They refused. Are they starting to do that now?
They are starting to gather computer programs at the border, which they didn't used to have before. So now you're going to be in a system. That's the latest thing that I have. They have told me that they already start. Like before, they, which is like a piece of paper, they will do it, they will give it, and they will forget about it. And it's not, they will not roll. Now they are putting you in a computer.
So you have to turn
So you have to turn it.
As
you leave the country.
Can you mail it back to them to a consulate or something?
No, because it will not get to them.
My brother was here for a week on a tourist. He left on the bus and they didn't stop anywhere. So what's he do now if he wants to come back?
They will never deny you the entrance to Mexico. They will never do. What they can do in there is they just give you a little bit of hard time.
And a fine, maybe.
Well, what about the person who had the experience?
No, I don't think they even. They're just gonna, you know, make you wait a little bit while they go back and, you know, la 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 la. And then they come back and they will give. They will never refuse the entry to Mexico. We are a friendly country. They will never do that. The only thing they can do is like give you a little bit of hard time, and they will issue him a visa.
Well, and a fine, right?
It could be. They could be a little fine.
Like how much?
Yeah, we just came
$10 on Saturday.
Someone said
no more than $10.
That you can ask the bus driver to stop, and they're supposed to stop for you to do that.
They're supposed to stop to get a visa coming into the country.
No, to go out.
And to go out to put your visa out. They're supposed to stop. And if they do, they don't do that. We need to report that. Every time.
But I think you'd have to ask.
Yeah,
but you have to ask the bus driver. And you have to remind him because they forget. They forget and they should go, you know, as fast as possible. You know how they are, like, they're always really fast.
But I have some experience. It's the one thing everybody's in a hurry to do around here is drive.
You have to send them back again.
Unless you're behind them and in a hurry.
There's always somebody in a bigger hurry.
No.
Hey, let's.
It's 180 days, and you can go out for 2 days and come back and get it.
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
No, you are
not. The law has been checked.
If you went on an airplane,
that is not correct.
You get a new 180 days.
There's no limit on
if you come and go by airplane.
I heard it was one visa per year. That's not correct.
I heard it was two visas per year.
We flew home at Christmas. They took our visa and gave us a new one when we came back.
Trying to go up, it's a pain in the butt because you've got to go up and then turn around and go back to 21 days. Park on the wrong side of the street. They climb over the barriers.
I'm just hoping they'll match up my car import and the sticker.
You don't have to worry.
Okay. Well, the visa you get when you came into the country is supposed to be for 180 days, which is 6 months. With multiple entrants, that means that you can go back and come back, go back and come back in the same visa for 6 months. Once the 6 months are up, you have to turn it back in.
Correct.
Yeah,
you turn right around and get another. We came in Saturday and got them visas for 6 months.
Yes.
And we asked the fellow at Checkpoint 21 if we had to return them. And he said, no, it wasn't necessary.
That's it expired, and they just, that's it.
I know.
That's
you,
not
that's,
yeah, you better return
it. Yeah,
it depends on who you run into.
It's a good thing to have these kinds of conversations because people will just say things. But it's good to know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, well, we asked him, and he said, no, it wasn't necessary, because they do have that concrete barrier, which makes it almost impossible to
return. Yeah.
They will tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get you to go away.
Maybe I missed it.
They don't get in trouble for giving you bad information.
If we're going to Nogales, where do we hand it in?
It's the same way you came in, any port of entry. Any port of entry.
At the same place where you got it.
Barrier there.
Yeah,
it's in the left side. As you went out, it's in the left side.
You have to make a new turn.
We
turn and come back.
You were coming in, you got into the left side.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to walk across the highway.
But that's,
yeah,
there's a big
place
area
you get
that
it.
Currently they
as you're coming in with a light, stop light is, you know, that one, you can get it there as well.
No,
and you can drop it off there too. Or you can get it in 21.
At 21 at the little room. Okay.
On the left.
Yes.
What about if you have a temporal or permanente?
when you come back in?
You can just go.
You just come and go?
They don't have a system yet. They're supposed to be, a long time ago, they're supposed to have a system that you just, like a scan, that you just scan your, I don't know if you see your temporary cards, they have a scan code
yes.
in there. That's supposed to be used like that. Like you can scan it and go and scan it and then wait out and scan it and wait in. But they don't have that. So where are you going to do that? Nowhere.
Okay.
So you don't have to.
That's just
I ran
what
across, across the problem years ago with a tip, you know, temporary import. I was a resident in the Raw. And I was supposed to have that tied to my tip.
No, you're a visa. You're
and so when we left the country, we didn't turn our tip in.
Oh, watch the yeah, okay.
And we end up selling the car in the United States. Got the sticker back and all that paperwork and they still got me as having one vehicle, mm-hmm. and I can't. I've sent them the copies of the tickets.
Yeah. Remember what they told me about.
I can't get that. How do you get that released?
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. There's two different things. They are like aduana is one thing, immigration is other thing.
Wouldn't changing his new passport would have a different passport number on it? Wouldn't that actually
no, because it's in his name. The name is still the same.
Yeah.
Yes. It might change now with our new president. You know, every 6 months if something changed. So
on that, that subject, have you heard anything about them extending past 98?
Nothing. It's still the same. Everything's still the same. You know, our president, actual president, wants to get everything in once, put everything together, like, you know, to make it smoother. So we'll see.
So with a Permanente, I am unable to drive south of 98 without a Mexican-plated car. I think that anybody that's thinking about that, and they've already gone, but
that's
an important thing
that's
to think about.
You cannot pass it.
Also, that's true of going east of
exactly.
Highway 15.
Yeah.
Catch up on with your discount card.
Catch a bus with your discount card.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or rent a car.
I wonder if you can rent a card with your discount card.
You can. Yes, you can. They will give you a discount.
They will?
In the winter.
Oh, there you go. Almost here I come.
Yes. Anything else?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to renew my passport. Do I need an appointment for that?
Yes. You do. Mm-hmm. Yes. Unless it's an emergency, they will get you right in. But if not, you need to get an appointment.
Don't take your purse.
Yeah.
Don't take your purse.
Yeah. Anybody else have any more questions, you guys? I think our
time is
up.
All right.
Time is up. Thank you.
Well, if you have no more questions, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. You have a wonderful party. Any more questions? Let me know.
Well, and you can find her at our offices at 226-0209. Any of your immigration, translation, bookkeeping, she does all those skills as well. She has successfully used up our entire meeting time.
Good.
You're off the line.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll have to bring her more often, I guess.
Are you signing off now?
Yeah.
And then I'll ask.
Anybody else want some
watch your cord? Yeah. Oh, yeah, watch the cable here.
You were supposed to
remind. Hey, we'll call this the end, even though it's a little early for our normal times. This is unless there's something very specific I should address. Did anybody bring something they wanted to have answered before we leave today? Doesn't sound like it. Okay. Well, yeah, thanks, guys. This has been the San Carlos Computer Club with special guest Yuya Marquez, telling us about immigration stuff. I'm Scott Stimson. You can find both of us at my office. You can inquire internationalcs.net, email Scott at internationalcs.net, or Yuya at internationalcs.net. If you're interested in these recordings or podcasts, check out our Computer Club website at sccclub.org. That's it for now. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Until then, stay calm, tech on.
Tack on. You won't see me.